Hi everyone and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I am your slightly bunged up host, Michael, and I'm joined by my other host who's probably not as bunged up as I, Elizabeth. Hi Elizabeth.
Hey Michael.
How you doing today?
Not as bunged up.
Well, that's good. At least one of us isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's another very special episode today. Fans of the show will know it's an episode that we only dig out every once in a while when we're feeling particularly lazy. We've got that line of pillows going down the bed again because we're spending the day in bed. Da, 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 da.
It's great.
We're having a wee lie-in episode.
It's really, really nice.
It's very nice. Got that platonic line of pillows and here we are. Just watched an episode of Friends and now we're going to talk about an episode of Friends. Like people used to do in the olden days. Instead of just going on Twitter and complaining about things. Man, I don't think this show would have lasted in the age of Twitter.
No?
People would have turned on it so quickly. Twitter's really good at like speeding up the backlash on these things.
That's why I don't do the tweets.
Yes, you're smart enough.
I stay off of the Twitters.
Which is good for me because I use our Twitter account at FriendsPod to basically just make fun of you. So
what?
Nothing. Speaking of Twitter, I do want to take some time. We don't normally do this, but I want to give a shout out to a particular Twitter account that I've been enjoying quite a lot this week. Combines two of my favorite things, Elizabeth.
Wrestling and beer?
Almost. Wrestling and friends.
Ah,
there's
friends,
a Twitter
yes.
account called The One with the Wrestling, and it basically just posts pictures of like things in wrestling and posts pictures of friends and kind of draws the similarities between them. It's pretty great. So if you like wrestling and if you like friends like me, then at Friends Wrestle is the place for that. It's good stuff. I'm kind of jealous. They're actually running like a competition. You probably don't know this, but you can run polls on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So this person is currently running a poll on the best non-Friends characters. So they're doing like a competition of 32 characters, 8 groups, and 1 winner.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We're in the semi-finals right now. I've kind of just given up because in their second semi-final, the 4 characters were Jack Geller, Gunther, Frank Jr., and Trigger, who are all characters who you've met and encountered.
Yes.
It's a tough group.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you pick out of that?
Gunther.
I voted for Gunther as well, but sadly, Gunther's been knocked out.
Ah.
Who do you think beat him?
Mr. Trigger.
No, people don't like Trigger as much.
Really? Okay, fine. Then Frank Jr.
Nope, Jack Geller.
Get out of here.
Jack Geller is... He took the vote. Very
wow.
disappointed.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've kind of given up on that now because obviously the best character's gone.
Right.
One other thing I want to talk to you about before we start is to readdress something that came up a couple of episodes ago. Do you remember when we were talking about me finding like a Christmas present on my street? And it was a porno movie.
Yes.
So, my friend Nick, who was there at the time, got back in touch with me. And he was like, I've just been laughing so much at remembering that story. He remembered the name of the porno.
Oh, what was it?
It was called Filthy Fuckers 4.
Is that a play on anything?
I don't think so. No, not every porn is a play on something. It's just a very literal... Because they really were some filthy fuckers, I'll tell you. It was apt. It was an apt title.
So there was 1, 2, and 3?
I guess. There must have been, yeah. There must
but
have been.
Filthy Fuckers 4 really does have a nice ring to it, with the alliteration and whatnot.
And that's a nice Christmas present to round out their collection. It's the final chapter in the Filthy Fuckers quadrilogy.
That's so good. Thank you for that, Nick.
Yeah, definitely. I can't believe I forgot about it. We'll have to look. I bet we could find it now.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Thanks to the miracle of the internet. We'll have to track that down. Anyway, on to official Friends business. We've just finished watching Season 4, Episode 11. The one with Phoebe's uterus.
Yes.
It's a lazy day. I cannot be bothered looking up how many people watch this one.
Maybe because you don't want to lose.
Ooh, look, we'll do it double next time. We'll look up both the episodes from next time. And we'll do it then. But we haven't forgotten. We're just intentionally not doing it. What I will say, Elizabeth, about this episode, first episode of 1998.
Wow.
January 8th, or the 8th of January, 1998 for this episode. We did it. It's a new year. Yes, it is.
New year.
20 years ago.
Oh my God.
20 years ago. My goodness.
Wow.
Shall we get into it?
Yes.
So the episode opens. Frank Jr.'s there. The return of Giovanni Ribisi. Mm-hmm. He's there with his older woman. Do we remember her name?
Nope.
We're just going to call her Kitty from That 70s Show?
No, let's think of a new name.
I want to say it's Alice. Is it Alice?
Oh, it could be. I was going to say Meryl.
It's definitely... It's not Meryl. Look.
Oh, that's the name I wanted to name
her. You're taking this old thing a little bit too far. Yes.
What? Alice?
She's not, like, 100.
Okay, fine. Chastity.
No, come on. Take this seriously.
Kylie.
You've gone too far the other way.
Okay. A basic white girl name.
She's not basic. How dare you?
Brittany. Jasmine.
It is Alice. Hooray! Yeah, I got it right.
Good. All right. Good. Good for you.
So anyway, they're there, and they're married.
They eloped.
Do you elope if you're already in, like, City Hall? Does that count?
What do you mean? You have to make the decision to fill out a marriage certificate and...
I thought eloping was just, like, running away to get married in secret.
I mean, it could be defined differently for different couples.
Okay. Well, anyway, it was a very spontaneous decision. Phoebe is delighted for them. She's like, yay, congratulations. Like, it's worth saying this episode just opens with them on the couch. And it's like, oh my goodness, you're married. Hooray.
Yeah.
Like, they drop you right in. This is quite the turnaround from Phoebe, who had only just reluctantly given her blessings last time they were there.
Mm-hmm.
None of that now. She's well happy. She wants to get them a gift. And they're like, well, we had a gift in mind. They want a baby. But they can't conceive. Because Alice is old as shit.
Oh, well. With the ageism now. She's older, so they ask Phoebe if she could be a surrogate.
Yeah. They're like, can I take my sperm and her eggs and put them in you? Basically.
Yeah.
Jesus. And Phoebe's just like, I was just thinking of getting you a gravy boat. And the episode opens. Jeez. That is a lot, Elizabeth. That's a lot of stuff thrown at you right there.
It is, yeah.
You've got Frank Jr. back, he's married, Phoebe's quite happy about it, and now baby talk. Bloody hell. I don't think we've had an opening of Friends that is, like, packed in so much stuff.
Yeah, usually it's just one of those Chandler throwaway jokes and cue the Rembrandts.
And it was quite quick as well, like, it all happened, you know, it was only about a minute or so.
Yeah.
And that drops us into the episode. We're up in Monica and Rachel's apartment, Joey is wearing a spiffy blazer. Chandler tries to make fun of him for it, but he messes it up. Everyone makes fun of Chandler.
I was trying to figure out if that was intentional or if they just kind of improvised it and went with the scene.
I think it was intentional. I think they were like, well, you never see anyone, like, mess up and speak incorrectly on TV shows, so we'll just do it intentionally and it'll be funny. And it was. It worked.
Yeah, I guess. He said, what?
Blue blazer black.
Oh, he wants his blue blazer black instead of back.
Yeah.
I don't know. He could have messed up and they could have just ran with it. Because Monica's like, you're stupid. Kind of harsh.
Yeah, but they were like switching camera angles and stuff. I don't think they were like...
Yeah, that's true.
Being spontaneous about it. But anyway, Joey's got a job at Ross's museum.
Yeah, he's going to be a tour guide.
He's going to be a tour guide. And everyone's like, but Joey, you're a big dum-dum. You don't know how to give tours.
Aww.
And Joey's like, oh.
No, he's upset because he's like, well, no, it's like memorizing a script. You know, you memorize your lines and then you just walk through and point out the things. How hard could it be?
But then he doesn't know how to say Cretaceous.
Yes, well, there are certain words he'll have to brush up on.
Just proving my point that he's a big dummy dum dum dum.
No.
Ross is putting his neck out and he can't even be bothered to learn the word Cretaceous.
He'll get there.
Phoebe arrives, she shares the news with the gang, who are all quite rightly grossed out by it. What do you think? Is it a reasonable request to make? Like, why ask Phoebe? Because you would have to pay a surrogate, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They trust her, she's family. There's a lot of reasons to keep it within, like, a friend or family circle. But yeah, surrogate, you have to pay a lot of money. You know, all the medical expenses and so much.
Mm-hmm.
We could ask Kim Kardashian. Didn't she just have a surrogate?
I don't, kid? I can assure you, I don't know.
I'll ask her.
You can ask her.
All right.
You're on Twitter. You can't tweet her.
No, I'll just call her. I have her number.
Okay, fine. Joey is a little confused at the news. He's like, you shouldn't have sex with your brother. And Phoebe's like, of course not. I'm going to be a surrogate. Phoebe's going to do it. And again, in a bit of a turnaround from the opening scene where she's like completely blown away by it and seems like a bit disgusted by it. Here she's like, yeah, of course I'm going to do it. Why wouldn't I do it?
Well, I think she had a little time to think about it. When someone drops something like that on you, you can't process it right away. You don't know how to respond.
I suppose. But she's up for it.
Yeah?
Yep. She's all for it. And the friends are just like, look, we'll support you if this is what you want to do, but you should really take some time to think about it.
Right.
And they recommend that she talks to her mum about it.
Because she's someone that Phoebe knows that's had a baby.
She's someone that Phoebe knows who isn't the person she thought was her mum and is now just in her life.
Yep.
Giving her some advice.
But she has had a baby.
Yes. Elsewhere in Central Perk, Kathy's back on the scene. Hooray, we missed her.
Oh yeah, that's her name. Kathy.
Kathy. Good old Paget Brewster reprising her role.
What's her name?
Paget Brewster.
Paget?
Yes.
Her first name is Paget?
Yes.
That's interesting.
We've already, like, wasted time on people's names.
Okay,
like,
sorry. That went through me.
So she and Chandler, they're all loved up. They're all happy.
Yeah, she's grabbing his ass and Central Perk.
Yep. Nice to see Chandler in a relationship with someone who's not Janice.
Yeah, it is nice. He never really has a lot of luck with the ladies, so this is good.
Good. Even though it's a tainted relationship because he stole her from his best friend.
Well, we've been through that.
Yes. He got in a box. So all is forgiven.
Yep.
Monica and Rachel are jealous. They're like, oh, you guys are all loved up. You're in that exciting time of the relationship where you just, like, talk all night and have sex. And Chandler's like, whoa. Because he's not getting any.
No, they haven't had sex yet. Because he's expressed his concern about the fact that he might not be able to perform as well as Joey. And Monica and Rachel don't really get how he knows that. But he says that, well, we share a wall. And from the sounds of things, the women are really enjoying themselves, if you will.
And he just doesn't think he's going to measure up.
Mm-hmm.
And the group are just like, go for it, Chandler.
Yeah, because, you know, they're in love. And sometimes, if you're in love with someone, I imagine it could be a different experience than if it was like a one-night stand or you just didn't really care about the other person, you know?
I wouldn't know.
Ah, right.
It's like, kick him out of bed as soon as you're done. It's like, unless you're making me breakfast, love, out you go.
You get so Scottish when you talk about that, man.
I'm going to be young forever.
The ship has sailed, Michael.
Joey gives a tour at the museum. He's doing his best, but he's got a know-it-all kid that keeps on correcting him.
Yeah, but there's like 25 kids and no adults. You think, you know, there'd be a couple teachers or some chaperones. It's just him and children.
Why waste paying money for a couple of adult extras when you don't need to?
I guess, but it's not realistic.
I was fine with it. Well, 1998 was a simpler time, Elizabeth.
I guess so.
You could just let your kids wander off with any stranger in a blue blazer. They see Ross behind the glass. I think the very same glass that he deflowered Rachel that first time at the museum.
Oh, is it?
Maybe. I don't know. It kind of looked like the same one that he was in when he found out that Susan, version one, told him that she was pregnant in the very first episode.
Yep.
And then they went back to that same place, and that's where they had sex, and they woke up in the morning, and kids were staring at them, and Ross somehow didn't lose his job.
Yep.
And Rachel somehow didn't go to prison and get on a sex offenders registry.
Yep.
So, yep, we're there. Phoebe goes to visit her mum. We're back at the beach. Hooray! Nice little trip to the seaside to see Phoebe Senior. That's her name? Her name is Phoebe.
I know, but Phoebe Senior.
Why is that funny?
I just feel like I want to get an animal and name it Phoebe Senior.
Okay.
I love it. Okay. Names. That's the theme of this episode.
Phoebe's mum does not recommend that Phoebe Junior give away a baby and be a surrogate.
No, because she's had experience giving away too and how painful it is.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, you'll never really know that pain, but I'm going to teach you a valuable lesson right now. And from a little box, she produces a cute little puppy.
A little pug!
The little pug dog.
It's so cute.
A little wriggly.
It's so wiggly. His little paws and his little face.
And she's like, I'm going to let you have this dog for 3 days and then I'm going to take it away. And that's going to give you just a fraction of how difficult it is to give away a child. So.
It's kind of a good idea.
It's not a bad idea. Phoebe at this point was kind of acting how you were acting in the episode where you were just like, ah, and not listening. And Phoebe was like, ah, and not listening. So she was like, God, I really shouldn't have given you the dog before I explained my plan.
Well, you can't dangle an adorable little puppy in front of me and expect me to pay attention to anything else that's going on. Oh my God, it was so cute. His little paws.
Now, I don't know if this is controversial. I'm not the biggest fan of pug dogs.
No, but, that's fine. It's just that it's a puppy.
But that was a cute one. He was like a little wriggly sausage.
Anything is cute in baby form. Except not for true. Maybe certain birds.
Pigeons. Baby pigeons, not cute.
Aw, poor Peegees.
Joey's in the cafeteria at the museum. He's saving a seat for Ross. Sherry Shepherd comes to sit down next to him.
Yeah!
She comes and sits next to him. Because it's her way till payday. Joey's like, oh, I'm saving that seat for my best friend, Ross, my best buddy. And she's like, he's not going to sit with you because he is a doctor and he wears a white coat and you wear a blue blazer and he's not going to sit with you. And it's just a playful little take on racial segregation.
I was thinking that.
It's like, they don't want to sit with you. They're too good for you. They sit over there and we sit over here and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And she like illustrates that guy over there in the white coat. We used to go to school together. And she starts yelling at him. She's like, Peter, come on, man. I shared my fruit roll-ups with you or something. I don't know. But they went to school together.
Yeah, and he just kind of ignores her.
And Joey's just like, look, I don't know about you and your friend, but I know Ross will sit with me. And Ross comes in. And he doesn't sit with him.
Nope.
Oh, man. Come on, Ross.
Humans are creatures of habit.
Yeah, if you work with your good friend, though, you gotta sit with your good friend.
Yeah, but at first, it's kind of like, well, this is what we always do, so it probably takes a minute. I mean, you and I would sit with our friends, but Ross is a dick.
Dick. Later on, Ross tries to explain himself to Joey. He's just like, it's just the way it is. I'm sorry. And Joey's just... Joey's upset. He's like, it's okay. But it's not okay.
It's not okay.
He's not happy. Phoebe still has her puppy. She's showing it off. Everyone's really happy about that. Chandler comes in and he's just sort of like, yeah, the sex was all right. It was good, but it's not great.
Can it not be great?
I mean, even when it's not great, it's still pretty damn good. Like... I don't know.
Well, maybe he's thinking from her perspective because she wasn't as emphatic as she was maybe with Joey.
I don't understand what you just said.
So she wasn't as obviously excited.
No, the part about him understanding from her perspective. What are you talking about? I don't understand.
I'll tell you when you're older.
Okay. And he needs help and he turns to Monica and Rachel for some help. And Monica draws him a diagram.
Of erogenous zones on women.
The 7 erogenous zones on women. Yes. 7? That sound about right to you?
I don't know, I guess.
Let's count them. 1. Vagina. 2.
We're not saying this.
Titties.
No,
3.
God, please cut this out. No, but I think it would be like 1, 2.
What? You can't do that, Elizabeth. That's no fun.
What do you mean? You don't think this is... 1 and 2.
I think you gesturing at parts is going to be quite shit for our podcast listeners.
Okay. I am pointing to the chest area of me.
You think each chest part
is
1 and 2?
Yeah, 1 and 2.
Nah, that's 1 part.
You think that's just 1?
Well, do you think that she's counting each ear?
Yes.
No way. No, I don't think so.
Oh, so ears? That you think that's one of them?
Ears is 1, sure.
Okay.
Neck?
Yeah.
4.
Wait, what? 4?
We did the other 2 already.
1, 2, 3. Okay, so if it's ears, neck, and breasts.
Yep.
By your logic, that's just 3.
The crotch region, 4.
So that wouldn't... You wouldn't go in... The different areas of the crotch region?
I don't know.
You would count that as 2 or 3?
I just think, I don't know how specific her diagram is. I think she's counting that as 1.
Really?
I
disagree. Because you know how some men...
No, let's not get into it too much. What else do we think?
The butt?
The butt? Yeah, I think probably the butt.
Maybe feet? Some, you know, feet can be like a good foot massage.
Maybe. Well, I'm stumped, but if you know all seven, feel free to tweet us at FriendsPod.
I really think it's 1, 2.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree. So she draws this diagram and she's like, this is what you need to do. And she starts kind of breaking it down. She's like, you need to do a 1, a 1, 2, a 3, 4, a 6, and a 2, and a 4. And she kind of gets really carried away.
Yeah, and kind of like mocks an orgasm.
Yeah, it's kind of a When Harry Met Sally moment.
Yeah, but like Rachel's sitting right there, Chandler's sitting right there. She's kind of awkward. It's weird.
You think that's awkward and weird? Try watching this episode with your parents when you were 12 years old.
Did you?
Nah, probably not.
Oh, that'd be awkward.
But yeah. I can imagine it would be quite awkward.
Would you understand?
No, I didn't at the time. Yeah. Didn't get it. Didn't understand what was happening.
She was just getting really excited.
Still don't really understand what happened, but anyway.
I'll tell you when you're older.
Okay, thanks. Ross is back at the museum in the cafeteria, and he's taking a stand. He invites Joey to sit with him. They kind of take off their jackets, and they're like, we need to start learning the people underneath the jackets. And then they start like, oh, I'm Ross, I'm divorced, and I have a kid. And Joey's like, I'm Joey, I'm an actor, I don't know anything about dinosaurs. And then everybody else kind of stands up, and it just kind of gets a little awkward.
We've kind of seen that in 30 Rock episode also, speaking of Sherry Shepherd. When they're in the executive dining room, and Jack Donaghy professes his love, that he's in love with a Democratic politician.
Mm.
And everyone stands up and it's, I send my kids to public school. I murdered my wife. You know, it like gets really...
Well, Friends did it first.
They did.
One of the doctors didn't pay for his pair.
That one's probably my favorite. My name is Andrew and I didn't pay for this pair.
Oh, no.
But Sherry Shepherd stands up and is like, I'm Rhonda, and these aren't real.
Again, what aren't real, Elizabeth?
The 1, 2s.
You can't just gesture.
The 1, 2s.
I see. So anyway, yes, that's fun little thing. We're back in Central Perk, and it's time for Phoebe to give up the dog. She is struggling. She's like, I don't want to have to give this dog up. My mom was right. I can't give away a baby if I can't give this dog up.
Mm-hmm.
Then Frank and Alice arrive, and they both really like the dog. And Phoebe's trying to tell them, and then they, like, love the dog. And she's like, oh, you can just have the dog. And they're like, okay, great, thanks. And she was like, wow, that made me feel so good. And she thought, well, it made me feel so good to give up the dog. It's going to make me feel even better to give up the kids because they want it so bad. So she's looking at it from a glass half full kind of perspective.
Yeah. You know, they say that giving a gift is better than receiving one.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels really good to...
I've never understood that.
To see someone open a gift and their reaction to it and how happy or hopefully happy they get.
And then they give it to you?
No.
I don't understand. So anyway, she's like, yes, I'll do it. I will carry your baby.
Wow.
Wow, that's huge. Would you do it for your siblings?
I don't think so.
Oh,
is that
shit.
Awful?
I would do it for mine if I could.
Oh, get out of here.
If
you,
I could.
You aren't allowed to answer that question because you don't
even
have a uterus.
I have to think about it. I would do
oh
it
my,
like
get out
that.
Of here. I think at this moment of my life, I would say no, but down the line, my answer might change.
Okay. So she's like, I'm going to do it. Hooray. And then Phoebe's mom comes in and she's like, look, I gave them the dog and it made them so happy. So I'm going to give them the baby too. And that's going to make them so happy. And she's like, I know you don't agree with it, but it'll be okay. And Phoebe Sr.'s like, well, I understand your decision, but that was my dog. Oh, boy. That's rough. Rough.
Oh.
And the episode ends with Monica and Rachel sitting at their breakfast table. Rachel says that she would be a surrogate for Monica as long as she never asks her. And then,
that's how I feel.
Kathy rudely barges in and disturbs their peaceful breakfast. She's wearing a man's shirt and her hair is all tousled. And she's like, thank you so much. Because she's just had her world rocked by some good loving from Chandler.
Thanks to Monica for drawing the diagram.
I guess so. Who'd have thought it was just about being patient and considerate?
No, Michael. Don't be crazy.
And that was the one with Phoebe's uterus.
So now we're going to go on this big baby adventure, I bet.
Well, that's kind of what we're doing. Did you enjoy that episode?
Yeah.
Would you be surprised if I told you that, remember that Friends poll? That, yes. That ranking of all the Friends episodes on that website?
Yeah.
That was number one.
Well, I liked it.
Just watched the best episode of Friends of all time.
Oh, really?
And we still have somewhere around 150, 170 episodes to go.
You know why it was the best?
Why?
Because one of the main focuses was Phoebe.
Oh, if you say so.
And there was a puppy.
I think all of the stories kind of like worked really well. I thought Joey and Ross's thing was a bit daft, but like it never felt like so ridiculous. I thought Chandler's little storyline was good, and it gave Monica like her little thing, her Harry met Sally moment, which is kind of iconic. That's like, it's one of those ones where the audience are all like losing their shit over it. They're like, oh yeah, this is so fucking funny. And to be fair, Courtney Cox does a great job with it.
I got a little uncomfortable.
Well, that's part of it. And then, yeah, Phoebe is on this big journey. She's got a big storyline. And there's a cute puppy.
Puppy!
Well, the next episode, Elizabeth, is the one with the embryos. So the adventure continues.
Exciting!
Thank you all for listening to the Friends Till the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. As always, you can join in the fun and games over on Twitter at FriendsPod. You can also check out our website, which has all of our old episodes and all of our spiffy artwork from Arthur Hamer, over at friendstilltheend.podomatic.net. If you like what we do and want to help us reach a larger audience, then please, please, please leave us a friendly rating and review over on iTunes. And as always, be sure to tell a friend. Word of mouth helps us massively. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll see you next time.